弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我们今年的主题是丰盛的生命。那今天我们继续交通这个丰盛。
So we're going to continue the sharing about abundant life.
因为丰盛是一个大题目哈，我们可以说是诉说不尽的。
Abundance is a big topic. We may have a lot to cover.
今天我们读了经文，可能大家也知道，我是要从旧约里面。特别是讲到得产业来讲这个丰盛。
So from the verses we read, you're going to tell that I'm going to start from the Old Testament, from the how we're going to inheritant.
这个产业也是个大题目，也是说不完的。
Inheritance is also a big topic.
所以今天我们就只用旧约里面民数记五位小女子来讲这个题目。
So we're going to use the five daughters from Numbers to cover this topic today.
他们就是这个希罗菲哈的女儿。
So five daughters from I cannot see that word. Zelophehad.
Zelophehad. Okay. 所以我想也考大家，我首先要承认哈，如果把圣经关上，说要我把他们五个人的名字说出来，我也是说不全的。可能我记得一个德萨。
I have to say, if I close the Bible, I won't be able to say the full the five names of the daughters.
所以我也考了自己儿子，好像他也不太清楚。
I tested my son.
但是我要提一件事，就是我们知道说民数记，他是在数点百姓。那当时我们知道差不多有600,000人。
So numbers is really to count people to do the census, 600,000 people.
究竟数了多少人是有名有姓的
？So they did the counting.
这里好像你看到很多名字哈，但是我要强调一点，这个都不是在数，他只是讲他的传承，他是马拿西的各族，他的玄孙马吉，这个不是在数他们。
So、
虽然有充满了名字，但不是数出来的那些名字。
So the sentence you saw is not really about the counting, but really the family tree.
真正民数记数出来有名有姓的，恐怕你就得数到这五位女子。
But if we do the actual counting, you're going to see the five names about the daughters.
如果我们教会拍一张集体照哈，你会在当中找五个女子，也许比较容易。但是如果600,000人，你想象一下拍一张照在一起哈，在这里面你会看见谁
？But if we imagine we're taking a good picture of the numbers, it may not be very easy to find the five daughters.
但是圣灵特别记下来的就是这五位女子。
But the Holy Spirit did put the story about the five daughters in the Bible.
神在这600,000人当中特别的看重这五位的女子。
So Lord really favored the five daughters among the 600,000.
所以这个民数记我不知道大家熟不熟悉，为着不是那么熟悉的弟兄姊妹还有我们的孩子们，这个经文我们已经读过了哈，我就翻过去。今天我们讲的是产业的故事。
Yeah, the story we're going to cover today is get the inheritance.
所以我们都往前翻一点点，稍微讲一点的背景。
Some background.
民数记，它是在数点神的百姓。
So again, numbers is to account the people.
那为什么要数点呢
？While we do the counting.
我们一起来读这两节圣经哈。我们先一起读中文，然后请兄弟带我们读英文。瘟疫之后。耶和华晓谕摩西和祭司亚伦的儿子以利亚撒说，你们要将以色列全会众按他们的宗族，凡以色列中从20岁以外能出去打仗的计算总数。
After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, take a census of all the congregation of the people of Israel from 20 years old and upward.By their fathers' houses or in Israel, who are able to go to war.
这是这五位女子她们故事的背景。
This is the background about the five daughters.
你看到这个时间是在瘟疫之后。
This was after the plague.
以色列他们在旷野经历了几场瘟疫，有的是因为悖逆，有的是因为淫乱。
So Israel went through a few plagues in the deserts. Some of them were due to disobedience. Some were due to adultery.
And fornication. Fornication.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Thanks.
每次当瘟疫过后，神的百姓在神面前就会有一个新的开始。
There was always a new beginning after each plague.
所以这也是对我们的一个提醒。
Such a reminder to every one of us.
我们有的说今天的这个 COVID 到底过去了没有？有时候过去了，有的人说还没有过去。
Is our current COVID gone?
但是在我们心中有没有这个预备？不管说我们觉得过去也好，没过去也好，我们有没有心愿说在神面前有一个新的开始？
But do, are we prepared to have the plea to have a new start?
但至少我们可以从以色列人身上学一点新的功课。
But we can take the lesson from Israel.
这里就说到打仗哈。
That is about go to the war.
这也提醒我们，今天我们看见今天在世界上还有多少的战争。
Another reminder, we still have wars in the world.
那个也是产业的故事。
That is also about inheritance.
今天我们有时间来讲，但是让我们知道我们也不是与属血气的征战。
I may not have time to go over that, but
battle with the flesh.
Battle with the flesh.
因为我们今天要讲的是属灵的产业。
Because we're talking, focus on the inheritance from the Holy Spirit.
如果说到打仗的话，那我们知道说最好不要数点我，最好不要点到我。
If we talk about sending to go to the war, I wish I would not be picked.
但我们知道说这个除了打仗之外还有一个目的。
There's another goal, besides going to the war.
这是二十六章的后面一部分。所以今天如果你带着圣经的话，我希望你把二十六、二十七两章摆在那里，因为我们会看很多。
It might be good to open the Bible, go to chapter 25 and 26.
好，我们再很快的读一下。耶和华晓谕摩西说，我们一起来。你要按着人民的数目将地分给这些人为业，人多的你要把产业多分给他们，人少的你要把产业少分给他们，要照倍数的人数把产业分给个人，虽是这样还要就分地，他们要按着祖宗各支派的名字承受为业，要按着所沾的阄，看人数多人数少把产业分给他们。
Do you want me to read?
好，那我们就节省一点时间，就英文大家就自己看哈。所以这里除了打仗，那打仗为什么目的？就是要承受产业，按每一个人的名字来得。你的名字数在里面就有产业，你的名字没有数在里面就没有产业。
So to be sent to the war, you also get the title that you can inherit.
如果说到产业的话就不一样，那谁不要产业呢？那如果不要产业，今天 在地上他们打来打去是为了什么？
So, for inheritance, who would not want to take that?
这是数点的意义。
That is the significance of counting.
如果数点点到了我们，我们心里是害怕还是说兴奋？
So if we are counted, do you feel excited or you feel depressed?
这是今天我们要讲产业的故事，这是这个故事的背景。
That's the background about the story about, of the inheritance.
但详细的你要回去读整个二十六章。
Yeah, we should go back and read all the whole chapter for the better understanding.
这个故事是从一个困境开始的。
The story starts from some difficult background.
我们把它称为无子的困境。
The difficulty of having no sons.
就是没有儿子。这个困境就是没有儿子。
Yeah, the difficulty is no sons.
我们刚才读过这个经文哈，我们不再详细读。我们看见说这个西哈菲罗的女儿来到会幕的门口，来到摩西和众位首领的面前，他们来说一件事。
So the five daughters came up to Moses and the assembly at the entrance and they want to have a plea.
要数点，为了承受产业来数点，但是这一家他们没有儿子。
So they did all the counting to allocate the inheritance, but this family they have no sons.
没有儿子就不能被数点，不能数点就没有产业。
Just because they have no son, they are not counted. That's why they did not get the title to inherit it.
从亚伯拉罕开始，我们看见这一条得产业的路总是会有许多的难处和拦阻。
From Abraham, we can tell the journey to have the inheritance, you always would have a lot of challenges.
亚伯拉罕他是人老了，他没儿子。
Abraham was old. He did not son because he was too old.
以撒到了年龄，他好像在本地就没有合适的配偶。
Esau seems like he did not find the right spouse.
雅各他不是长子，那所以他要去又抓又骗啊，骗他的哥哥。
Jacob was not the eldest, so he had to fight for this.
那约瑟他有荣耀的意象啊，但是他被他哥哥卖了。
And Joseph had the vision, but he was sold by his brothers.
我们今天早上主日学还在讲约瑟的故事。
We talked about Joseph's story this morning.
所以你看到说每一代他们都有他们的向往。
So every generation they had their hope.
每一代在他们身上都有一个很大的难处。
But they also had their very unique difficulties.
但是他们都在他们的困境里面有美好的见证。
But they had a very good testimony from their difficulties.
到了民数记。
When we came to Numbers,
以色列人他们在信心当中，我们知道他们失败过，这一失败就是38年，他们在旷野转了38年。
We know the Israelites they failed and they spent like 38 years in the deserts.
他们现在又来到了迦南的门口。
They came to the entrance.
他们要准备进去了。
They were ready to enter.
现在特别就是说有一家人就是叫这个希罗菲哈家。
But there's such a family, Zelophehad.
好像他比亚伯拉罕还要难。
Probably his situation was even more difficult than that of Abraham's.
因为亚伯拉罕是年纪大了，撒拉也好像年迈了，但是他人还在。
So Abraham was old, his wife was old, but they were still living.
希罗菲哈家是人已经没了。
Zelophehad is gone.
他们还没有儿子。
And with no sons.
所以这个困境好像是难到一个地步，说连神可能也没有办法。
And this situation would be that hard that maybe Lord could not do anything.
因为这个明年亚伯拉罕必有一个儿子，那你可以笑笑，但是那个事情还是有那么一丝的可能，也许。
Because Lord told Abraham, "You are going to have a son."
但是希罗菲哈今年没有儿子，明年也不会有。
But it's not the same story for Zelophehad.
所以他们的困境就是说他们的夫家没有儿子。
Which means this family is not going to have a son.
在这样的困境当中，我们听见一个呼声出来。
We heard a plea from this difficulty.
就是从希罗菲哈的女儿们所传出来的。
From the five daughters.
我们把它称为心愿的臣民。他们有一个心愿要带到神的面前。
The very sincere plea that we like to bring to front of the Lord.
那这五个女儿他们的心愿是什么呢？
So what are their pleas of the five daughters?
好，我们就读这个画出来的这一节。为了节省时间，我们一起来，求你们在我们父亲的弟兄中分给我们产业。好，读一下。
So the highlight sentence is give to us a possession among our father's brothers.
这是他们的心愿。
That was the plea.
这个心愿好不好？
Was it the right plea?
我们说当然好。
Of course.
当然我们就私下里我们心中就会想说这是不是在做梦啊
Do you think it could be daydreaming?
如果是做梦的话也许我们心里你自己心里想一下就好为什么要跑到会幕的门口啊要在所有的会众面前这样大声的说出来你哪怕觉得这个你真的是觉得这有可能实现吗
If this was just daydreaming, do you think why would bother them to bring this to the assembly?
那其中一方面也表示说他们不把这个看作希罗菲哈家一家的私事他认为这是全会众的事
One way can interpret that the five daughters do not really think it's their private matter.
这五个女儿他们是不是在白日做梦啊？或者用圣经的话说有没有在妄求
Or are they really looking for something that's not realistic at all?
那是要看他们的根据是什么。
So what evidence?
What's their foundation of
rationale or
foundation of their request?
Okay.
那你就看说他们为什么会有这样的心愿。
Why would they have such plea?
我们可以去猜，但是呢，我们不要忽略圣经自己的话哈。如果我们读圣经很快，我们一下就划过去了。那我们要从他们自己所说的话当中，我们来揣摩。
Yeah, we could guess, but we should focus on what the Bible recorded.
我们仍然只读这个这个、 这一部分的话，我们一起来读。他不与可拉同党聚集攻击耶和华。
He was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah.
所以他是在陈明他的心愿，但这五个女儿没有讲一个长篇的故事。
So they were presenting their plea. They did not go with a very long story.
他们在陈情，但是陈情当中似乎他们只说了这一句话。
They only presented such one short sentence.
其中就提到这个可拉的同党。
They mentioned Korah and his followers.
我不知道大家可拉的故事熟不熟悉。
Are we familiar with Korah's story?
我也考过自己儿子，他们说也开始说不太清楚，后来说到一半的时候突然想起来了。他说是不是那个地裂开吞下去的那个。
A testimony to some, they finally recall was that the earth got broke, they just fell down.
所以他们也是知道，那不知道我们大家熟不熟悉。那如果你不熟悉，回去看十六章哈，民数记的十六章。
So Numbers chapter 16 covered this story.
那整个十六章都在讲可拉和他一党的故事。
The whole chapter 16 covered Korah and his followers.
那我们没有时间去读，但是你要总结的话，就知道说他们聚集攻击耶和华。
To summarize the story, they gathered and they attacked the Lord God.
这个不是一个小罪啊。
That was a big sin.
你要犯多大的悖逆才可以被称为聚集啊？不仅是你一个人，还结党，一党的人来攻击耶和华。
How to make such a big sin that you not just yourself, you have to gather your clan, your group to do such a big sin against our Lord God.
当然表现在他们就是悖逆摩西和亚伦。
They behave like they were not obeying Moses and Aaron.
如果你都不熟悉哈，刚才我们唱了两首诗歌，你会有点了解。
From the hymns we sang, we probably figured some.
等一下我会讲说为什么提到这两首诗歌。
I will mention why we sing these two hymns today.
圣经告诉我们说，可拉一党他们因他们的悖逆，所以他们被吞灭了。
So the Bible records that Korah and his followers they were destroyed because of their disobedience.
但是在这个二十六章里面，他告诉我们一个这个故事的后续。我们一起来读。然而可拉的众子没有死亡。
But the children of Korah did not die out.
这个我们就是长话短说。所以可拉一党已经被吞下去了，自然我们想可拉一家也就灭亡了。
So long story short, we can tell Korah's whole thing has been destroyed. We probably assume his family was the same situation.
我们想这是自然而然的。当然如果没有别人，圣经如果不告诉我们，你想象一下，他们一家当然也就完了。
We probably would assume that's the end of the family.
但是我们刚才读到是圣经明明的告诉我们说，可拉的众子没有灭亡。
But the Bible did record that Korah's children did not die out.
不仅没有灭亡，他们还是侍奉神的人，他们还是写下了诗篇的人。
And there were those who were serving Lord and even wrote down the Psalms.
我们刚才唱了两首短诗，刚才也提到，其中一首是从诗篇八十四篇而来的，一篇是从诗篇四十二篇来的。
The other one from 42.
我选了两篇，其实不止哈，但是这两篇大家比较熟悉，大家也比较好记。你回去记得，一个四十二，一个八十四，这两首是可拉后裔的诗歌。
These two hymns were written by the children of Korah.
我们不读了，就特别把这个小标题也摆在上面，这样你可以看见说，这不是我们的解释哈，这是圣经的诗篇上的标题，让我们知道说这两首诗是从哪里来的。
Yeah, from the screen you can tell where the two hymns were from.
所以神啊，我的心切慕你，它是从怎样的心里发出来的？
So from this description, we can tell how this love or where this love came from or got flowed out.
他这个如露切慕溪水，有时候我们在 Overland Park 那个 golf course， 你也会看见鹿哈，也很可爱，它也许也需要水喝。
So imagine how deer would be longing for the water by the Greek creek.
在我们 Overland Park 的高尔夫球场啊，也会有时候会看到鹿，也会看见鹿在那里喝水。
If you live in Overland Park, you can see this picture. You can see a deer looking for water by a creek.
但这里的鹿不一样。
But this deer is different.
这里说到的鹿，就是以前弟兄为我们解释，就是他在旷野有仇敌要追赶，有狼要来追赶，他一路的奔逃。
This deer was chased by enemies in the deserts.
所以当他跑到一个地步，终于摆脱了仇敌，但是他里面就是迫切的需要水。
So it came to one day that he finally got rid of the deers, but he came to a point that he truly needed water.
这是这首诗歌的里面的感觉，我的心切慕，切慕你如鹿渴慕溪水。
That was how this hymn was trying to convey how the deer came to the point longing for water.
所以它不是我们打了一场高尔夫，觉得我需要喝点水，比那个要迫切。
So this was not the same picture. After our golf, we would go and look for water.
那这个可拉后裔的是84，这是比较后面了。万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
Yeah, the little one is 84. How lovely is your dwelling place?
当然，我们知道说民数记的时候还没有，他们还没有进去，还没有圣殿。这首诗歌当然是后来的事。
Of course, this was from after the Numbers.
但是可拉后裔的他们一代代传下来，所以他们因为他们经历过这样的事，所以说在他们的心中有这样的渴望。
So for the Korah's children and offspring, they had this longing for water because of what they experienced.
这里的这个居所，它的地不会裂开来把你再吞下去。
This dwelling place is not going to just break and you fall through.
它是可以让燕子和麻雀找到暴出之处的，就是它的小角落里，燕子都可以搭一个窝。
It's such a beautiful place. Even the birds can build the nest.
所以它那个可爱不只是我们画一些那个明信片上面哈，或者那个贺卡上的很可爱，有一只麻雀做窝，而是他们经历过怎样的毁灭，但是今天他们发现说有一个可靠的地方可以给他们来住。
So the beautiful description is not just like a picture we saw, like a bird building their nest. It is from how what they experienced and went through and came to this faith.
所以当民数记里面数到这些人的时候，民数记26章为什么特别要提这一点？
So why Numbers chapter 26 covered this?
为什么说到连可拉家都还没有除名？
Why the Korah's children did not even die out?
那如果你读到这个，你会有什么感觉？
So what would you feel when we come to this description on the screen?
如果你是这五个女儿，你心里的感觉会是怎么样？
What would you feel if you were the five daughters?
可能的回应哈，我打了一个，然后。弟兄姊妹，你也可以思想说，我心中的回应会是什么？我们在这里说，连可拉家都没有被除名。
There are two different tones. Let's try this. Even the house of Korah, their name was not taken away.
会不会是这样想？那还有一种呢？
Another tone.
连可拉家都没有除名。有没有不一样？是一样的，你没有看错，两句话是一样的，我只是换了一个字体。
Or it's the same wording but really different tones.
因为我很羡慕有弟兄姐妹，他们很会讲故事哈，可以把语气表达得很完美。
I admire the brothers and sisters when you are very good storytellers.
我没有这种才能，所以很多人说我说话是平的，所以是很让人。
I don't have the talent. So many people say my teaching is very like that way.
所以这也是考验大家有没有睡觉。如果你看有没有错，如果你看的是一样的，那表示你没有睡觉，确实是一样。但是所以我要加一点旁白，要加一点注解哈。
I have some side comments or clarifications.
那一种的感觉就是说，神啊，你真的，你怎么这样的忍心？你怎么这样的偏心？
One interpretation is, Lord, are you really having the bias?
连连可拉这种聚众攻击你的人，他都还有后裔留下来，他们还有儿子。
Even Korah such family, you give them sons.
但是我希罗菲他家没有儿子。
However, our family did not even get sons.
这就是我说的第一种的感觉。
That could be the tone from the first.
这种的感觉，你在我们在今天在地上会不会有？
Would you have the same feeling nowadays?
也许你就是往周围一看，我们就会有。也许我们往周遭一看，我们就会有这样的情感。
If we look around, we can easily find this feel.
你做基督徒的时候会不会有这样想过？
Have you
连某某都如何如何
？As a Christian, have you having this same feel? Like even someone would have such such, but I don't have.
怎么我家？怎么我们教会如何如何
？Why me? Why our church?
这就是我说的第一种情感。
Again, that's from the first tone.
第二种情感，所以这个字可能是一样的，所以这个语气你要去分辨，说连神啊，你真是你的慈爱是无法测度的。
The second tone we might say, Lord, your mercy is unlimited.
你是何等的慈爱怜悯。
You're full of mercy and love.
今天我看见可拉的后裔名字都没有除掉。
I can even see that you did not even take out the names from the Korah family.
如果是这样的话，我们希罗非哈家有盼望。
With such thing, our hope is not gone from the Lofihad family.
Yeah, 所以这是我希望所表达的，但是我没办法用这个语气把它表达出来。
So that tone is what I'm trying to convey.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹能听得懂。
I hope you have got this from the second part.
那我们再问说这两种反应它的差别在哪里
Again, so what's the difference of the two reactions with the same wording?
就是 你所认识的神是怎样的神，你是怎么来认识神的。
So how would you look at our Lord?
你所认识的神是那个偏心的神，忍心的神，还是那一位慈爱怜悯公义的神？
The Lord you know is that one who has bias or is full of mercy and love.
你是怎么来认识，你就有怎样的盼望。
How we look at our Lord is how we're going to hold our hope.
那个本来不该有产业的希罗非哈家现在居然还可以有。
Those who do not deserve have the inheritance, but they have it.
但是现在这个本来不能有产业的希罗非哈家就还有盼望能够得产业。
And this family of the five daughters, they don't have inheritance, but they can hold their hope.
因为他们从可拉后裔的身上能够看见神的慈爱怜悯。
Because they saw the mercy and love from Lord from Korah's children.
他们也看见神的恩赐和选召没有后悔。
And they truly tell that Lord planned and Lord did not regret.
富家没有儿子，所以儿子绝了，但是得产业的指望并没有绝。
So the father has no son, they did not get the title to inherit him, but their hope is not gone.
因为带我们走过旷野的乃是耶和华。
Because whoever takes us out of the desert is the Lord himself.
我们还是重复，我们再把这一节再读一遍，盼望说我们能够进到这几位女儿的心中。
Let's go back to the highlighted statement.
求你们在我父亲的弟兄中分给我们产业。
So the five daughters said, "Give to us a possession among our father's brothers."
这是这几位女儿她们心愿的成名。
That was the plea from the five daughters.
今天神也一样要来判断我们的案件，来听我们怎样的陈情。
Our Lord again is also going to judge our life and give us.The
presentation
of our case,
our request. 面对神这样公义、怜悯、慈爱的神
，with such a Lord with mercy and love.
我们面对这样的数点
，with such counting.
当我们在这个没有儿子的困境里面，我们要向神来怎样回应？
If we are in such similar situation without without sound, how we are going to respond to this situation?
我们要把怎样的心愿带到神的面前来？
What plea we want to bring to our Lord?
接下来我们就是看神如何的回答。
And now next we're going to see how Lord is going to respond to this case.
我们把它称为神圣的吩咐。
We call that the design order, a divine order.
神是怎么回复的？盼望大家还记得哈。
So how Lord respond to this case?
好，我们也是简单只读一节吧。西罗非哈的女儿说的有理。我们把英文特别读一遍，因为这个英文很重要。The daughters of Zelophehad are right. 我为什么说英文很重要？因为在这里，这个版本的翻译更接近圣经的本意。
This translation is very close, respecting the original meaning.
你看中文的话，也是觉得说，神说，西罗非哈的女儿，你们讲的有点道理哈。就中国人说，说的有理哈，你讲的有点道理。我们经常都是用这样来说话。如果中文看的话，说的有点道理，好像英文没有这个，没有这个。
I think the English translation is closer to the original language.
英文刚才我们开始读的那个版本和中文有点像，就是 What you said seems to be right. The origin, one of English translation is kind of like that. So what you have said sounds right. That's one way of feeling it. 但真正的这里的英文是说，是说他的话说的对，说的有道理，是这样吗？如果你仔细读这个版本，它比较忠实于原文，它是说这几个女儿，你们是对的。
So this English translation here is very confirmative, reflecting the original language to say what they said was right.
这个简单的英文告诉我们，它不是在说，那你话说的比较漂亮，你这个你话说的有道理，所以我们听。而是说你这个人是对的。
So these simple words are not saying your description were fancy, but it was saying what you said were right.
或者说就是说这就是我要的人。用另一种话来说，就是这几个女儿这样的人就是我所要的人。
In other words, these ladies are in my favor.
Almost like the chosen one.所以说看见从神的话当中，你看见说是人对了，所以他们的心愿是对的。
Yeah, so when they're, if we're the right people, they would give the right pleas.
是这样的人，这样的心愿，他可以来得产业，即使没有儿子，也可以来得。
This kind of people can have the inheritance even though there's no sons.
所以神就，你可以看见说这本来就是神的心意，他就等着有人把它说出来。
This was after our Lord's will. He was just waiting for someone to present it this way.
所以在这六十万人当中，你看见说神圣灵就把这五位女儿把他们点出来。
So out from the 600,000 people, when they were doing the counting, the Holy Spirit selected the five daughters.
所以女儿也可以得产业哈。
So the daughters can resume the inheritance.
那我们没时间细讲，但是你看就是。没有，如果女儿也没有呢？所以说你就知道说他讲的不是儿子女儿，或者不再说男性女性的事，他是在说产业的事。
So now it was focusing on the inheritance and not just like brother, sister, daughter, sons.
Yeah, or male or female. 神的心意完全是在说产业的事，就是如果产业的事遇到了一些拦阻。那如果没有这个，那就下一个；没有这个，就下一个。那总之是说，这个产业要传下去。
So Lord's focus is inheritance and how to pass it on.
今天我们主日学也在说，神的家中有儿女，也有儿子。
This morning we were talking about, in the house of Lord we have,
children
and sons.
那个儿女跟儿子有什么区别
？So what's the difference？
儿女就是说你有父的生命，那个就叫儿女。
So children is that we have the life of a father。
所以我们一得救，我们就都是神的儿女。
Once we're saved, we're His children。
那什么叫儿子
？How about sons？
这个刚才我讲了，这不是在说男性或者女性 ，not about male or female。 这个儿子他说的意思就是可以承受产业的就是儿子。
So the son is not about female versus male, it is the one who can inherit it.
或者说有心愿来承受
产业的。Or who has the heart, to take the inheritance.
啊，那个就都是儿子。
That is what we call son.
我没有时间读罗马书了，但是如果你有时间回去可以去读罗马书。
And Romans would cover this as well in a different way.
所以我们看见说生命是恩典啊，所以你不需要付出任何的，你只要接受你就有生命了。
So to have life is grace. We just receive that.
但是那个丰盛那个产业是需要追求的。
But the abundance and the inheritance, we do need to pursue it.
神喜悦我们起来追求。
Lord would love us to go and pursue Him.
神不希望我们说一辈子就在旷野里全部浪费掉。
Does not want us to waste all our time in the deserts.
不要把我们的一生全部浪费在旷野里面。
Yeah, do not waste a full life in the deserts.
好，最后我们来讲一个就叫支派的觉醒。
The last topic is the awakened tribe.
我们也没有时间仔细读了哈，你就看见这里他说到，这里是到了民数记的36章。
We're in chapter 36 in Numbers.
这里说到这许多的诸位族长，还有首领。
It talk about the chiefs now.
现在不是只是这五个女儿在说了，而是族长们。
So the plea was not brought up by the five daughters, but the chiefs.
他们不是为自己说话，他们所代表的是整个的宗族。
So they were not voicing for themselves, but they were voicing for their whole clans.
大家如果回去再读民数记，我就是盼望大家把16章、26章和36章。再好好的重新读一遍。
So it might be a good idea to go back to numbers 16, 26, and 36.
我用这三个数字因为比较好记，是连贯的。
16, 26, and 36.
那在这里说到，它不只是西罗非哈一家的事，那整个的宗族里面，他们都有一种的新的眼光。
So this story was not just about the five daughters from the family, but the whole clan got a new vision.
今天我其实没有时间都进到细讲这些神的吩咐怎么安排或怎么归这个律法的条例定的里面的细节，我都没有时间讲了。
I have no time to cover all the details in the law, how to distribute.
今天只是讲这个心愿。
It is just we're just focusing on the plea today.
如果简单讲，就是说这个支派不仅是这一家人，这个支派他们的感觉都不一样了。还没进去打呢，还没有进去打，但是他们要说清楚这个产业到底我们要定清楚，因为他们的眼中就看中这一块。
To put in simple words, this story was not just focusing on a single family, but they were focusing on the whole clan and even to prepare them for the upcoming war.
这整个的一个支派，他们都觉得说这个征战是值得的。
The whole tribe now agreed that the whole debate.
因为这个产业我是要的。
Because we do want to take this inheritance.
为什么要说清楚怎么分？
Why do we need to figure out how to do the distribution?
因为他们准备付出了。
Because they are.
因为整个支派他们要把自己摆上去，他们要去打仗。
Because the whole tribe was going to offer themselves for the upcoming war.
如果你都不觉得我们甚至能进去，或者说你觉得我也不准备出力，但是反正我也不准备多拿，但是我也不要出力。如果就是这些支派里面就是准备说我也不想去打仗，或者我不准备出力，但是我也不要多分产业。
Are we going to the mood that I don't want to go and fight the battle? I do not also want to have any inheritance.
那么他们不要去不要到神面前来解决这些虚无缥缈的东西。
Do they need to figure these things out with Lord?
这是我要去打仗的，这是我要为之流血的东西，所以我要把它搞清楚。
But this is what they are going to fight for, and they do need to go figure it out.
但是我们今天没有时间讲这个细节，我们就继续往前。
Let's move forward.
好，神的吩咐其实有两次哈，第二次。我们在这里，我们再一起读。约瑟支派的人说的有理， 同样中文也是说他们说的有理、但是我们读这里的英文我们一起来 The tribe of the people of Joseph is right、同样也是不是说他们这个话说的有理而是说这个支派的人不仅是这个支派的人是这整个支派他们对了
Yeah, the focus is the word they're right
时间不多了那我们就稍微再提一下如果二十七章我们读了第一节到十一节刚才我们二十七章读了第一节到十一节
Yeah, in chapter 27 we covered verse 1 to 11
大家如果不翻圣经知不知道后面半章讲什么
Do we know what the rest was mentioning?
后面半章是在讲约书亚起来
It was talking about how Joseph
Joshua,
Joshua,
Moses、
yeah.
set Joshua as leader. 我不知道你读民数记的时候有没有曾经感到过突兀过？前面在讲这五个女儿，他们一家的这种家务事，那下半章讲这个约书亚起来做领袖，你就是说这个为什么放在同一章圣经里
？I don't know when you are reading Numbers. Have you ever felt like these two parts were not really connected?
你有没有觉得有点搭不起来
not quite related
don't fit each other 但是实际上他们很有关系因为一个以色列民他们不仅需要有约书亚的带领他们需要有希洛菲哈女儿的心
but actually these two parts were well connected not only they need to go fight we needJoshua, but they also need to flee from the five daughters.
这一节我们也不读了。但是如果你知道的话，这是民数记的最后一节。
This is the last verse from Numbers.
那神的吩咐说，要把这个怎样分产业的这个命令典章哈，要把它记下来。那我们知道说，在这些所有的这些律例典章当中。有一条是特别因着希罗菲哈女儿而加上去的。
So we know among all the laws, one law was particularly added because of the five daughters.
不是说他们这五个人有什么了不起。
Not because they were so different.
是因为这五个女儿他们有这样的心愿。
But because of the plea they had.
所以民数记里面不能漏掉希罗菲哈的女儿。
So numbers would not be numbers without the five daughters.
约瑟的支派也不能没有希罗菲哈的女儿。
And Joshua's tribe would not be Joshua's tribe without the five daughters.
在人看起来是没有可能的。
So to us, this could be impossible.
但是在神的面前却是那样积极的来求肯。
But they have been fighting for this so passive and so actively in front of the Lord.
这个就是得产业的秘诀。
That is the trick how to get our inheritance.
神不是问你。够行不行神是问你要不要
So Lord is asking are you entitled to have this or Lord is asking do you want it
但愿在我们的当中也有这样的女儿也有这样的心愿
We do hope we have such daughters among us
当然这个说的女儿不是只有姐妹其实这个女儿 也是包括弟兄在里面
So again here when we say daughters it's not just about sisters it's all of us
当一个支派都有这样的心就可以上去打仗了
when the tribe has such a vision a plea they were ready to go fight
所以耶稣亚记就可以开始了
so Joshua can start his battle
那旷野的漂流就已经够了
the wandering the deserts are towards the end
产业的故事就可以向前
the story about the inheritance can move forward
民数记也就停在这里
and that's where we stop numbers
我们一起低头祷告
Let's bow and pray
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord we praise you
你没有让你的百姓一直在旷野漂流
you did not let us to wander in the desert forever
你是何等的公义怜悯又慈爱
You're full of mercy
我们看见连可拉的儿子都没有灭绝
We see that even the Korah's children did not die out
我们感谢你今天我们还唱他们的诗篇
We will praise you We still sing the hymns that they wrote
主啊叫我们知道我们的家有盼望
Oh, Lord, you truly show us that we know we do have hope.
因你自己的心愿就是要你的儿女都做儿子。
Because your vision is to have all of us to be your son.
都来得你的产业。
To get your inheritance.
愿你祝福我们当中每一位有这样心愿的。
Bless every one of us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.